Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah, question. Text question. 312-917-200. My family did this. I always thought it was normal. Turns out my family was wacky. That's from Twitter. And the response this morning has been great already. 708. Dishwasher was strictly for storage. Not dishes, just random stuff.
That's awesome.
My wife's family did the same thing.
Oh, is that right?
It was, they opened it up and it was canned goods. And I'm like, what? What are you doing?
Oh, we wash the dishes in the sink. 312. Today's millennials don't know what bologna is. We had it every day. Oh. I remember that.
Fried bologna.
Mm. Yeah, that's enough. That would kill a cat. Ugh. Fried bologna.
It's gross.
We didn't have fried bologna, but we did eat a lot of bologna.
You open that Oscar Mayer package. Yeah. And it'd be
So you got the Oscar Mayer. I got the red one where you cut it and then
the
you
rind,
had to peel,
and
the,
peel the rind. Oh.
Peel the rind off.
Awful.
And the scent from bologna. Let's see, 847. When I was a kid and taking a bath, my mom would tell me, don't let the water drain. Save it for the next person.
Oh, gross.
Thought every family did that. 847. All right, keep these coming. We'll get you a few more in a second. Maria Pappas joins us. It's tax sale time. Good morning, Ms. Pappas.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. You got anything about your family you'd like to deburden yourself with?
I grew up in a 40-seat restaurant across from the only hospital in Wheeling, West Virginia. And at 5 years old, I used to take deliveries to the intensive care unit. And we used to sell 10 hot dogs for a dollar, and that's what I remember.
At five?
Yeah. Yeah, are you kidding? Greeks work at five. Ask Andrea. You work at five.
Maria.
You get in the kitchen and you work.
Absolutely.
You carry the stuff across the street. You're told what to do. You do it. Nobody says you're in the intensive care unit because nobody cared.
Right.
In 19, 40, whatever.
So at five, were people going, what are you slacking? Your four-year-old is doing, your four-year-old sister's doing.
Yeah, get busy. Get busy.
That's
go
funny.
Talk to the customers. Go make deliveries. Yeah, we were working.
Maria, I thought every family at Easter had a big lamb on a spit in their front yard, slow cooked over coals, and then when the neighbor started to look and mock, I thought, okay, I think we're the only family that does this.
And did you
every family, sometimes too, depending on how big the clan gets.
Right. Did you think everybody was Greek too until you found out they weren't?
Yeah, and then I thought we were the only ones who put plastic on their furniture until I went to my cousin's house.
It's an experience. I spent Easter in Greece this year, which I try and do, and I spent it at the cathedral in Athens. Oh. And from Friday night through Sunday, there were 17 priests and 50 cantors, and it was just breathtaking.
Oh,
it was breathtaking. It was packed to the hilt. It's quite an experience. I mean, no matter what your religion is, I mean, they tell people, go there and witness this. It's just breathtaking.
I'll bet.
But,
sounds like a wonderful trip.
But I came back to, and then I went, 5 days I went mountain climbing in the mountains of Greece. I called it the journey of me, God, and the goats. It was amazing. I didn't have to talk to anybody after that.
Wait. You didn't talk to the goats?
Election. I didn't have to talk to anybody after that horrendous election. I could just mountain hike.
Yeah. So I just thought maybe you'd have a
long. Now I'm back, and the reality of being back is seriously this tax sale. So let me tell you what we've done because...
Well, like I could stop you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so everybody likes it when I'm on radio and TV because they can, drink coffee and relax. You don't have to ask me any questions. So relax while I tell you what's happening. So everybody get out a pencil and paper and go to CookCountyTreasure.com. CookCountyTreasure.com. So in CookCountyTreasure.com, if you pull that up on your screen, if you don't have a computer, keep your pencil in your hand because in a minute I'm going to tell you what else you can do. But if you get to this computer, CookCountyTreasure.com, there is a huge purple box in the middle of that site. It's called Property Tax Overview. You punch the button, and miraculously appears everything you've ever paid and owed in the last couple of years. It will also tell you whether or not, which is why I'm on this morning, you are one of the 39,000 people countywide who owes money from 2016, payable in 2017, yet sold. We are talking about a property tax sale beginning May 4th. The problem with these 39,000 parcels of property countywide is that 16,000 of those 39,000 people, you ready, Cochran? Mail has come back to my office on 16,000 of these people.
What do you mean it's come back? You can't find them?
We can't find them. We don't know where they are. It keeps coming back. So it could be all kinds of scenarios. At the closing, we got the wrong address. At a refinancing, the address got confused. More likely than not, it's a senior citizen who's bedridden. It's like 16,000 seniors who are either bedridden in a wheelchair. And this is what happens. The mailbox gets full. The mailman comes. He takes the mail. He returns it.
But that's 40% of the people you're trying to contact.
Right. So what we
did was... That's a big number.
Yeah, we came up with this website, which I call One-Stop Pappas Shopping. You go to it, cookcountytreasure.com. You punch on the purple box. It will tell you if you owe. There's a little red button. If you owe, you can pay online.
Yeah.
Here's the news for your listeners. As of March 1st, 320,000 people paid online, and only 300,000 went to Chase. So we are moving toward everybody paying online. But also in this box, if you pull this up and realize that your billing address or your home address are wrong on this piece of property, you punch another button, you get a form, and you get to correct it. So, which means if you correct it, we might find you. Now, there's something else really interesting going on here.
Well, first let me compliment you on the website, because the website's very clean, it looks great, and it looks easy to use.
Well, here we have 126,000 seniors, we've been kind of talking about seniors here, countywide, who did not get their senior exemption. The reason is that every year you have to reapply for it. So we know that 126,000 people didn't get it, which means their bills are going to be higher than they should be. We're working with aldermen, all the electeds, to get them to go out, knock on doors, and help people get these exemptions filed. But this is what's interesting, okay? Here's the news. So of the 38,000 countywide properties up for sale, and 15,000 have returned mail, 17,000 owe under $1,000. And I just find that astonishing.
That's crazy.
Marie, this is
It's astonishing. The reason it's astonishing is if it gets sold for $1,000, by the time you redeem in 2.5 years, you might be paying $3,000 or $4,000.
Right.
But what's worse than that is, if you think about the fact that 17,000 people owe under $1,000, what's the likelihood that those people aren't these seniors who forgot to apply for their exemptions and may not owe anything?
It's a great
point. So here's the message. The message is, if you don't have a computer, get your pencil up again. You are going to dial 312-443-5100. 312-443-5100. It is the equivalent of calling American Express or your Visa to find out what's going on in your account. Except that when you call this number, which is my phone number, you will be prompted to put in a 14-digit number. That's your PIN, that's your PIN number. It's on the top of your bill or on your deed. You punch that 14-digit number in, and then in English, Spanish, or Polish, a voice will come from heaven and say, "Hello, you owe this much. You paid this much. You don't owe anything." And then you go to the exemption section, and it will tell you you got an exemption, you didn't get an exemption. So there's really no excuse for somebody who doesn't have a computer. We now have this up in Spanish, Polish, and English, and you're going to say, why do you have it up in Polish? So let me tell you why. We had since our website is translatable into 106 languages, we've had 162,000 people download in Polish. So
obviously it was worth the effort.
It was worth the effort. Yeah, we're trying to accommodate everyone here. So finally here, what you need to do is, listeners, go to CookCountyTreasurer.com, punch this little purple box, and check everything about your property to make sure that it's right. And two, if you have a mother, father, even if you're out of state, you should check in on them by going to this site. We have this site open. Anybody can go to it. It's public information. But checking on elders is really, really important. So that's my news, and that's what I have to say.
Well, very well done by you, as always. But, Andrea, last word
from
you.
It's the easiest site. One question, though. What if you can't find or don't have your PIN? Can you use your social, or it has to be the PIN?
You just, here, we've made it third grade proof. If you can't find your PIN when you get to this site, forget about it.
Okay.
Assume that you'll never find it. Just put your address in.
Okay.
We've made it so simple that we know that, you know, Andre, really good question, because most people don't even know what a PIN is.
Right.
They know what their address is.
Yeah.
So we've made this so easy. It's just punch the button, put in your address, and then all this information flies up about your property, including whether or not you're owed a refund. You may have overpaid at some point over the last 20 years. That's up there, too.
And you know, the obvious message here is avoid the tax sale. I mean, just get it done.
Avoid the tax sale, which is May 4th. I'll probably come back on before then, slice and dice this stuff.
You may still be on. Who would know? I'll just put you on hold. Keep talking.
But, you know, so we're concerned. I mean, I'm not actually finger pointing at the post office, but, you know, on 1.8 million parcels, you're dealing with 16,000 pieces of chronically what we call the most vulnerable citizens
right.
in the county.
Right.
Their mail keeps coming back. So if you've got a senior and you're concerned about them, and even if you're out of state, we have a program. If you're out of state and you have an elderly parent here, that we will send you the bill. We will send you the bill. We have another program that if you go south for the winter and you don't have a computer, wherever it is that you're renting, and it's an early bird special, we send you the bill to Florida, Arizona,
that's
California.
That's a big deal.
Texas.
That's some considerable labor, and that's intensive customer service. But I've come to expect nothing else from your office. Listen,
well,
say hi to your goats, and we'll be happy to have you back on. We'll see you in the mountains.
Okay. See you in the mountains.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Good County Treasurer Maria Pappas.